Last time on Left Behind.
Well, I'm curious to know where you met another believer over here.
Didn't know there was one till I saw your mark.
You believe that I am capable of going up against Carpathia?
I believe.
Well, if I know you're dead, he won't take the mark.
True. Which means I'll probably never see him again.
Be careful. Carpathia, he's got ways to find out things.
For revealing matters sensitive to the global community, you are hereby sentenced to death.
No!
Based on The Mark, the eighth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 93 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Carpathia's up to something, that's for sure.
I am going to be so glad to say goodbye to this place.
Yeah, tell me about it. I was listening in when Carpathia asked to see you, Mac. What was that all about?
St. Nick calls up and asks if I know where his weapons are. Of course, I don't, but I'd sure like to. I tell you something, guys. People can talk all they want about the miraculous rebuilding Carpathia did all over the world, but nothing, and I mean nothing, compares to him getting all those countries to destroy 90% of their military hardware and give him the other 10%. And then him storing them somewhere with nobody talking about the location. Now, in my book, that's incredible.
Yeah, loose lips sink ships.
You think people know but won't say?
Well, they'd have to. That's a lot of stuff to park.
Mm. How does he keep a secret that big among so many people?
Let's put it this way. Jim Hickman trips over himself in a meeting, mentions something a friend shared in confidence. Carpathia squeezes him for the name, calls the guy in, and shoots him in the head right in front of Hickman.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Nikolai Carpathia is a very bad man.
He just figured that one out.
Hold on. Hasid.
David, have you spoken with Chen?
Oh, it's Ming.
You want us to go?
No, stay. I spoke briefly with him, Ming. Don't worry, it's under control.
I am very concerned. I pray for my father. Unless he somehow becomes a believer, Chen cannot tell him. He would expose us.
Does your mother know?
No. I'm afraid she is so intimidated that she would not be able to stand up to him. David, Chen cannot get a job there, especially if new employees are the first to get the mark.
It looks like they're processing prisoners first, but the new employees would be soon after. As soon as they're hired, apparently. And the rest of us within a couple of weeks.
What are you going to do, David? You and your friends?
Well, at the moment, it breaks into two options. Run or die.
I must be getting older. This jet lag, it's killing me.
Use it to your advantage.
What do you mean?
Well, your natural instinct, when you'd rather be in bed, is to be testy, short, irritable. Go with it. GC peacekeepers have an attitude. They want to think they are in charge.
So I've noticed.
Don't ask. Don't apologize. You're a busy man on assignment with things to do.
Got it.
That didn't sound too convincing.
You need me to push you around, too?
Practice. You Americans, I swear. I had to shame your father-in-law into being the leader he's supposed to be. How did you get the big stories, get access to the best interview subjects?
I used the power of my position.
Exactly.
But I was working for Global Weekly.
And more than that, you were Buck Williams, the Buck Williams of Global Weekly.
You want me to strut?
I want you to get us a vehicle to drive to the detention center.
But you're role-playing, the superior officer. You theoretically outrank everybody.
Then take advantage of that. Speak with my authority. After all, you're wearing that beautiful, newly tailored uniform.
Hmm. Yeah. How about that fit, huh?
You are hopeless.
Out of my way, old man.
That's the spirit. From this point on, I am an angry, jet-lagged, ill-tempered deputy commander, and I don't want to be bothered with speaking.
So it's all on me?
Don't ask me. I'm mute.
Are you serious?
It irritates you, doesn't it?
Corporal, speak English?
Of course. Sup?
I need you to hangar that aircraft and refuel it while my commanding officer and I are on assignment up the road.
Yeah? Well, I want you to shine my boots while I'm getting a beer.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that, son.
Yeah, good. Me too.
Hey, Just do it.
Hang on, Charlie. You think I know how to jockey a plane? Get some other lackey. I'm ground forces.
Then find someone who knows how to do it and have it done by the time we get back. Or suffer the consequences.
I'm out of here. You don't even outrank me.
Well, I do. And you'll do what you're told or you'll be walking back to your hometown in civilian clothes.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Don't let me down, boy.
Thought you didn't want to speak.
Somebody had to bail you out.
He was my rank.
And that's why you should refer to me. I've got the clout, but you have got to use it. Try again.
What now?
I told you, we need a vehicle.
Right. Round two. Excuse me. Excuse me. Coming
hey,
through.
What do you think you're doing?
Hey, get away from like the rest
here.
Of us.
Excuse me.
Hey.
Hey, yourself. You got a deputy commander in your docket? Thought so. Excuse me. How you doing? Corporal Jack Jensen on behalf of Deputy Commander Marcus Elbaz here on assignment from the USNA. We need a vehicle for transport to Ptolemy.
You and 1,000 other guys. Seriously, you're about 200th in line.
Actually, it seems we're near the top, sir.
Your superior officer, he looks a little Middle Eastern. Why is he USNA?
I don't do the assigning, pal. And I wouldn't recommend getting into it with him. No, wait. As a matter of fact, that might be fun. Tell him he looks Middle Eastern and that you're questioning his base of operations. Go ahead, really.
Will something basic do you?
Anything. Elbaz has been so touchy today, I don't think he deserves a nicer ride. We just want to get in and out, you know? We'll take anything you got.
All right, show this at the temp motor pool behind the exit gate.
Thanks.
He's been so touchy today. I don't think he deserves a nicer ride. I ought to bust you down to Boy Scout.
You do, and you'll be walking home in civilian clothes, old man.
David, would you take Chang with you?
You mean kidnap him?
If you leave him, he'll be forced to take the mark or beheaded for refusing it. Please, it's not kidnapping if he goes willingly.
I don't know. I'm supposed to interview him for a job tomorrow.
Then either find a way to eliminate him, discredit him as a potential employee, or tell him where to meet you when you escape.
Now, the latter is more likely. I mean, what could possibly disqualify him?
Make something up. Say he has AIDS.
Oh, Ming, you know that would kill your father.
How about a genetic defect?
Does he have one?
No, but work with me.
All that would do is stall things. We have to do
something. It's better than nothing.
Well, not if it makes me look suspicious.
Fine. Then tell them you want to take Chang with you to check him out before hiring.
Maybe.
David, what other choice is there?
What if they don't go for it?
You have to try. He's brilliant. But he's a child. He can't fend for himself. He can't even defend himself against my father.
I mean, I'll do my best.
David, he's my brother. If it was Annie, would you do your best, or would you do whatever you had to save her? Oh, David, forgive me. That was wrong. It was cruel. Please blame that on my fear and my situation.
It's all right, Ming.
Tell me you forgive me. I didn't mean that.
No, Ming. It's all right. I understand. You put it in perspective for me. I'll do whatever I have to protect Chang.
Thank you. I'll be praying for you.
All right. Bye.
Ming's pretty scared about her brother, huh?
Yeah, she's terrified. And she has reason to be.
David, here's how I see it. If the boy's a believer and he's got a mark to prove it, he's with us.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy.
Thank you for coming all this way, Mr. Williams, but I'm afraid there's nothing you can do. Surely you did not bring weapons.
No, not at all.
To be so hopelessly outnumbered, you would never get out alive. Tell me, why did you risk coming here?
Well, Lucas, I have to see it firsthand, expose it to the world.
Did you know that the guillotines have arrived?
Already?
It's true. The GC is carting them through town in open trucks, so people can see the consequences of thinking for themselves. We are now part of the United Carpathian States. Nikolai is going to make an example of us, and yet you are here to write an article?
Lucas, hear me. You knew there was nothing we could do. We'd only make things worse if we tried to free your wife and your pastor and fellow believers. But I thought you'd want to know we were here so we can tell you what the conditions are, how their spirits are, and whether they have any messages for you.
Yes, I understand. Forgive me, my friend. I'm upset. Please tell tell my wife I love her, and am praying for her, and long to see her again, and tell her that if I don't see her again in this life, I will meet her in heaven, and tell her that she was the best wife a man could have, and that I loved her with all my heart.
I'll tell her, and I'll bring you any messages she may have as well.
Thank you, my brother. I am grateful. Be careful, and may God protect you.
All right, so we came up with a question and a suggestion. Now, we tease Smitty about his English, but there's a pretty shrewd brain in there. That's a compliment, by the way, Abdullah.
Well, hey, cowpoke, thanks a lot.
Okay, so here's the question. Do we want to play this out to the end, assuming you're going to have an inside track on exactly when employees have to take the mark, or do we want some wiggle room here, David?
No, it's more than wiggle room, Mac. It's part of the impression. If we wait till the last second and still try to make it look like we were killed, the timing alone is going to make it suspicious.
That's what I said. Isn't that what I said, Mac?
That's what he said. Okay, if we're going to do this sooner than the actual deadline, we have lots of options. Now, Peacekeeping has just started shipping its first load of head trimmers into Greece last night.
Mm-mm, not from here. I would have known about it.
No. These were actually manufactured in Istanbul and driven down. Oh. I think it came straight from Viv's office. But pretty soon, they'll be flying them here and there, and you know we're going to be pressed into service. You need to pick a strategic place you want to see or a shipment you want to monitor. Find a reason to bring Hannah and Chang, and I'll requisition a quasi two.
Wait. A two? How are you going to justify that? We want to avoid suspicion. You can fit two pilots and three passengers in something cheaper than a 15 million Nick aircraft.
I know, but let's say we want to take a huge load of guillotines and skids of biochips and injectors, too.
You're going to need more than that to justify a two.
Okay. Let's say it's somewhere that St. Nick's going to be.
Tell him who thought of that.
I think you just did, genius.
Genius, that's right.
Are you thinking what I think you're thinking?
We are. Jerusalem.
I passed the word up the line that we want to be there, bringing the injection expert and my best new computer prospect. We want to carry the maximum cargo load in an impressive craft that'll look good for the potentate, play to his ego.
What, you think he's got an ego on him?
There is not enough cloth in Jordan to make a turban for Nikolai's head.
Hey. It's not bad, Smitty.
And the Quasi-2 can be flown remotely.
Well, just about any plane can nowadays.
So we land somewhere out of sight on our way there. Then from the safety of the ground, you fly that very expensive jet with all that precious cargo in it, nose down, right into the middle of one of the deepest bodies of water we can find.
With people watching.
Come again?
Let them see it. You wanted us to think about logical explanations for the accident. Well, forgive the painful subject, but we recently lost our cargo chief. She would have prohibited that much weight on the particular plane. But me being a veteran, I thought it would handle it, flying it remote. We also broadcast from it remote, okay? So I start hollering about a weight shift, cargo rolling, hard to control, mayday, mayday, goodbye, cruel world.
Yeah, I like it. Not bad.
Thank you.
Just thought of one more good one.
Is this new to me?
Dude in Tel Aviv. Carpathia is flying through there. Do an air show for him and the crowds. Crash into the Mediterranean so deep, they know we're dead and the plane is too deep to bother with search.
Interesting. And where are we during all this? It's going to be awfully hard to hide in Tel Aviv with Carpathia and all its crowds.
We don't take off from Tel Aviv. We come straight from here to the show, only they don't know we stopped in Jordan. I know a place. We can land where no one sees. Send the plane to Tel Aviv, do the show, crash.
And from how far away can you remotely fly that plane?
We use the remote for takeoff. But the flight plan, airshow tricks, crash, everything gets programmed into the guidance computer.
I like it.
You can program the thing that specifically?
Well, it would take some time.
Well, get on it. Hold on a second, I gotta call you. Hasid?
You're 100% certain this connection is secure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Hannah.
Oh, what's up? Are you all right?
I'm in a utility closet. Did you know Carpathia had a peacekeeper executed?
Actually, I did. Santiago?
Thanks for telling me. I just had to go get the body from security lockup. He was shot point blank between the eyes, and they aren't even pretending it's anything but what it was. He was executed by Carpathia himself.
Yep.
You know why?
He talked too much.
That's what I heard, too. Apparently, he told someone something that Carpathia said in a private meeting, and I think I know who ratted him out.
Okay, who do you think it was?
gentleman.
Bingo. How'd you know?
They just delivered his body to the morgue.
Oh, that I didn't know.
We must be getting close.
Look on the back of that truck. It's filled with guillotines. Not much to them, but they are sure ugly.
You know, that's one of my sidebar stories. They're so easy to assemble. Wood, screws, blades, spring, and rope. The GC sent out the specs and let anybody who wanted to do the work. You've got huge manufacturing plants reopening to mass produce these, and then they're competing with amateur craftsmen in their backyards.
At least Carpathia is finally doing something for the economy.
Yeah, all for something the GC wants to use as a visual deterrent.
Interesting definition of peacekeeping.
Hey, let's see if this gal knows anything.
Excuse me?
At your service, Commander?
We've been assigned the main detention facility. Are we close?
The main facility?
Yes, I think that's what it said.
Take a left at your next intersection and follow the unpaved road around the curve until it joins the rebuilt highway. The center will be on your right. Better hurry if you want to see the fun. They're supposed to start the chopping tonight.
Yeah?
I heard over the radio that they're sorting them out now. The ones who go back to their cells with their heads attached will have a new tattoo in the morning.
You've been a big help. Thank you.
Yes, sir. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Evening, Director Hasid.
Miss Ivins.
Great days, hmm?
Interesting days.
I love when circumstances fall into place.
Oh, things humming along, are they?
I've persuaded top brass not to display loyalty enforcement facilitators here at the palace.
Oh?
Not the best image.
They're showing up all over the world.
And that's fine. In fact, I'm all for it.
But not here.
Not necessary. If a person was not loyal to the risen potentate, why would he or she want to work here? Follow me?
Sure. And I have to say, I like the idea of those ugly contraptions not dotting the landscape here.
I couldn't agree more. We start with new hires tomorrow, and there is much enthusiasm over being among the first to receive the potentate's mark. And I hear you're interviewing a prospect tomorrow.
Right.
The Asian prodigy.
That's him.
What a family. His father is pleading to have his son be the first to receive the mark. It's too late for that, as we're beginning with political prisoners, but he very well could be the first GC employee.
He hasn't been hired yet.
It's a foregone conclusion, though, right?
Well, I need to talk with him, determine his suitability to take his last year of high school here, and be away from his parents for the first time, see where he fits best.
But the odds of his not being hired somewhere here are minuscule. We could process him first, and he would, in essence, be pre-approved to work in any department?
I would have reservations about that.
Really?
Well, if I've learned one thing from the potentate, it's follow protocol. Let's try to let the process run its course. Do it right.
David, honestly, what would be the harm?
Well, I was told the boy is scared to death of needles, and he's fighting the whole idea.
Pass up this opportunity because of pinprick? Director, if he's so brilliant, it's time for him to grow up.
Well, my meeting with him is at 0900 hours.
I'm sure everything will work out, David. Besides, I don't imagine they'll administer marks before 0900.
Yes?
David, it started here. Has it started there?
What started?
The mark. The equipment arrived at Buffer this morning, and they're already using it.
What, the prisoners are getting the chip?
Yes, I need to get out fast, but I wanted to check.
Are there any believers there? Anyone refusing the mark?
Not one. They're lining up like lemmings. Have you heard from Chang?
I'm meeting him tomorrow. Personnel set it for the afternoon, but I just changed it in the computer and left Chang a message.
David, you have to get him out of there. Make him disappear.
No, we're not ready to leave yet, Ming.
What?
I'll make something up. Maybe say I found him too immature. He's just too young to fit in, something
You're
like that.
You're a director, David. Make it convincing. This has to work.
Ming, I have all night to think about it.
And I have all night to pray about it.
Well, I'll take all I can get. Listen, let's talk about you. I can get you reassigned to USNA.
You could?
Of course. Where do you want to go?
There are prisons all over the states, but I'm never actually going to get to one, right?
Well, right. We get you assigned to get you on the plane, but then lose you on the way. But then you're on your own, Ming. You need to get to the safe house in Chicago.
Would they have me?
Leah has told everyone about you. They can't wait to welcome you. They knew you and your brother would eventually have to wind up there. We can use you both. Let's see. You should probably route somewhere in the Midwest, but not so close to Chicago that people start putting two and two together.
There is a huge facility in Baltimore that always needs personnel.
Yeah, but that's a long way from Chicago. Wait a minute. Can you get to Greece?
When?
Well, as soon as possible, tonight.
Make my transfer highest priority. And if you want the GC to get me to Greece, they'll have to do it.
Well, let's try it.
Greece is a hot spot right now, crawling with GC. I'm not sure I want to go near there.
Well, we'll tie you into an operation that's already underway. You'll go from Greece to the States, and we'll make it look like the GC's escorting you.
Where do I meet the flight?
Well, get to the airport at Kozani. They'll find you.
Can Chen go too?
Mean.
The deputy commander wants to know if we're in time.
In 7 minutes, we begin separating the prisoners.
And how many?
We show 927.
Sounds like a lot of work.
We do our best with what we're given.
Where will the mark be administered?
The middle building.
What's in the others?
Well, teenagers through early 20s are in the first. Males are in the west wing, and females are in the east.
Individual cells?
Well, hardly. They're large common areas. These buildings used to house production lines.
And what kind of charges are you dealing with here?
Felonies, some petty theft, larceny.
Any violent criminals?
Oh, yeah. Murderers, armed robbers, and the like. They're right there.
Political prisoners?
In the second building, but religious dissidents. Well, at least the men are right there.
So you've got dissidents in with violent criminals?
Well, where they're placed is not my call, sir.
I understand.
I'm coordinating the loyalty mark application. If you'd like to help, I have a crew of six moving from building to building, doing preliminary sorting.
Preliminary sorting? What does that mean?
Oh, we're determining whether any plan to refuse the mark.
And if so?
Well, they're to identify themselves immediately.
And what if some change their minds in line?
Well, I don't foresee that happening, but if it does, we'll deal with it quickly. Now, gentlemen, please, I have orders. You going to help with the culling or not?
This will be going on simultaneously in all the buildings?
No. We're starting in the west building. Prisoners will be escorted to the center building for processing, then back before those in the next building go. So on and so forth.
All right. We'll help.
Good. Athenas, it's time. Can you take Jensen and Albez here with you? Thank you.
Zeke?
Hey, I'm almost finished with the doc's robe. What do you think? Pretty crazy, huh?
It looks great. Zeke, we've been monitoring the local GC news reports.
I'll have it done by tonight, though. All I have to do is attach the hood that goes over his face.
Yeah,
and
they started the mark application in the jails.
Oh. Okay.
So far, only one person's refused to take the mark. Gustav Zuckermandel.
Dad. When are they gonna, you know?
About an hour and a half ago.
Oh, Dad. Oh, no. Oh, man, I knew it would happen sooner or later, but this is...
I'm sorry, Zeke. Are you okay?
Yeah, man, I'm okay. I got work to do, that's all.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Mark by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.